SMA News Today, daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy.
Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast, episode 6. Joining us today is Paul Guarino, an entrepreneur with SMA Type 3, who founded the company PG Sports and is also the CEO. PG Sports is a line of branded sports and casual wear apparel that is anchored by t-shirts and hats. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. How's it going?
Oh, doing great. Glad to have you. I'm looking forward to this one. So I think you'll be our first like big sports entrepreneur on here, so this will be good. I'm looking forward to talking not only about your company, but also, you know, your background, daily life. So let's get to it. To start off, I want to talk a little bit about before you started the company. Want to talk a little bit about your background and sort of how you got into becoming an entrepreneur. So you were a student at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. So if you could just talk about what you studied there and kind of what prompted you to want to become an entrepreneur and to get into business.
Yeah. So I went to Sacred Heart. I graduated my undergrad with a sports management and marketing degree. And then I went back the year after I graduated in 2014, went back and got a master's in communication and media. So I started PG Sports in 2011 when I was a sophomore in college. And I started that summer before sophomore year, June 24th, 2011. And then I just started as a Twitter page, just tweeting about sport instead of my personal page. Because people, like my friends and stuff, would get like annoyed by my personal page. So I was like, might as well start a sports page. And then I didn't even have a logo yet. It was just like a font. Wasn't good looking. And then I made t-shirts with that font. They weren't good looking either, but people liked them. And then the crazy story is I was like looking, Marshawn Lynch is one of my favorite athletes. So I was looking up Beast Mode shirts, and this was before he had his own line. And I came across this graphic designer, Corey Jepson, and he was making official Beast Mode t-shirts at the time, like licensed by Marshawn Lynch. And I liked the design, so I reached out to him. And then I heard from him or whatever. And then we went back and forth, and then nothing really happened. And then he had a contest. It was like Super Bowl. I forgot what number it was, but it was Patriots Giants. I think it was the second one. And, he had a contest, like predict the score to win like a free Beast Mode shirt. And I predicted the exact score. And then the next day, we connected, and then he created my logo and first, 36 shirts and all the graphics for like social media and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Wow. And so that was very early on in the company that you were getting big name athletes like Marshawn Lynch already involved and interested in your products.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't involved in it.
Sure. Okay.
It was me searching for stuff. But yeah. And then so one of the first athletes I got to wear my product was Rob Jackson.
Okay.
He was at Washington Redskins at the time, and he went to my high school. I just reached out to him on Facebook, and he was like, yeah, like, I'm glad to wear PG Sports. Like, you're from, like, where I'm from. So, and that's how he, and then I sent him, like, a bunch of stuff, handed it out to all the Redskins. I got to meet them, like, a couple years later. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, and so, you know, it started, the apparel business has been, you know, the forefront of what you've been doing the past few years. But in a couple of articles that were written about your company, you talked about how your ultimate goal is to become a sports agent. Is that still what you're working toward?
So, yeah, that was the original plan. I mean, that's still like a dream job to me.
Sure.
But now I'm getting more into like sports marketing and management. So it is kind of similar to that. Just not that title, I guess you could say.
Sure, sure. I gotcha. Well, and, you know, just talking about kind of how the company evolved. So, you know, you were starting it kind of on your own, but once it started growing, When did you start bringing in other people and friends and coworkers to kind of help build it from there on?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I have my friends and family helping out, with stuff, but no one like officially like on like payroll, you know? But yeah, just like everyone pretty much, I mean, everyone I know like help me do whatever I want or whatever I need. And I just reach out to whoever, whenever I need something or, you know.
Sure. Yeah. And also, talking a little more about your college background. So, and connecting it with you having SMA. So were you able to live on campus and while you were in college, or did you commute? How did that kind of work with gaining more independence and, you know, just pursuing your college career?
Yeah, so, no, I lived on campus all 4 years.
Okay.
Freshman year, I didn't have a roommate, because they just didn't want to put me with anyone. So I was like, I mean, it was cool at first, but then I was like, everyone was hanging out with like the roommate. So then I was like, all right, this is kind of weird. But then eventually like I just made friends and stuff like that. And, it was a fun time. And then sophomore year, I still was single, but I was in a suite with like a bunch of guys. It was all football players, and I lived with them the rest of the time. So
sure. Well, and I know, you know, with every SMA, individual needs are different. What were your kind of primary needs in terms of getting through day to day while you were a student? Did you have any kind of aids with you, or how did that work?
No, nothing like that. Okay. I'd pretty much do everything by myself, or okay. At least try.
Okay, so yeah, because you're type 3, correct? Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So are you able to do pretty much, you know, as far as getting yourself ready and all that, you're able to do it independently?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So pretty much I'd say the only hard thing is probably, getting rides and stuff, cause I don't drive.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess that could be one. So okay. Yeah, like I have roommates, like if I had to go somewhere, I had a car there and they drove me around whenever.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so you did start the company while you were still an undergrad, correct?
Yeah. So I was 19. I was a sophomore.
Okay.
Cool. It was 2011. Yeah.
And then as the company kind of evolved, how did it tie in with your academics? Like when you were doing your master's, did you kind of use PG Sports as a way, like for any graduate work you were doing as a kind of a tie in or were you just doing it totally separate?
So undergrad people kind of caught on a little. One of my professors reached out and he got me my first article that was on like the State Part main website.
Sure.
So that was like the first like big thing. And then my marketing professor, he always like loved the gear and would like buy whatever, and he'd always want like custom stuff because he's like a tennis player.
Okay. Gotcha.
And in grad school, like people knew about it. But I don't know how to say it. I don't really like sell it that heavy. I'm under the radar. If I'm doing something, then it's for that. And I'm not going to say like about PG Sports, you know?
I gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. What was the focus then of your graduate work, like in your when you were getting your master's?
So it was communication media. So it was mostly doing like videos and editing, and there was actually a social media class.
Sure.
And, that was like first class. I didn't really learn much because I pretty much knew a lot about it. Like the guy was only like 28 too, so. I mean, and that was back, I mean, that was 2015, so it has evolved a lot, I guess, over the last 2.5 years.
Sure. Well, and I imagine that factors into a lot of what you're doing now, you know, getting...
Yeah, I mean, it's changing every day, so...
Sure.
I'm waiting for the day to see, a degree in social media, I think it's going to be funny.
I can imagine it will be. I mean, I'm kind of surprised it hasn't already.
I mean, there might be. I don't really know. I haven't looked at it.
Sure. I mean, there's definitely concentrations within communications departments and all that. But yeah, and then on that note too, so looking at the company now that it has evolved into, you know, a full-time job for you and it's grown into this huge thing. So can you talk a little bit about the organization of PG Sports now, and sort of, you know, your day-to-day life, how many employees you have, all that I'm really curious about.
Okay. Well, it's not my full-time job yet, but, I have a full-time job, at a web design company, right now. And I have a couple like side jobs doing freelance, social media management. But yeah, so, I mean, my daily is, I have a blog. I'm trying to put it out every Wednesday, getting unique stories about athletes, like, or I try to get them to like write their own article.
What's the address for that blog, so people can?
It's on my website. It's pg-sports/blog.
Okay, cool. Nice.
So I'm getting different like stories, or like stories that, like, Derek Jeter has his own thing, the Players Tribune. He does a similar thing. I kind of copied his model, but I'm trying to get the people that are getting rejected for their stories, because everyone has a story.
Absolutely. And so is that kind of like, you want to do more interviews with athletes, or just get people to write their own posts on your blog, or what?
I'm just trying to get more, I'm been doing a lot of like media stuff too. So I'm just trying to get people like to the website. And, so it's not, I don't want it to be just be like apparel brand. I want it to be more than that.
Sure. Sure. Gotcha. Well, and, okay. So you said you do have another full-time job. But how many hours or so would you say, you put into, PG Sports per week, and, how many people do you have working with you?
I have no idea how many hours. I'd just say, like, I mean, it's every day. I'm always looking at, like, the social media stuff. So, I mean, a lot of hours.
Sure.
But it doesn't really feel like that to me, because it's my bread and butter, I guess you'd say.
Sure.
I have a couple friends I just go over stuff with, just talk about ideas, different stuff, what's trending, and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. But you don't have, like, a set number of people, like on your payroll yet, or what?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Is that a goal for you eventually?
I wouldn't want to get too many employees anyways.
Sure, I gotcha. Cool. And you said, you know, you... I'm just curious kind of like what a typical work week looks like for you too. I mean, because you said you were when we were talking before recording that you work from home a couple days a week. But do you also like go into an office for your day job? Okay. If you can just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, So 3 days a week, I'm basically going in the office, going to a day job. Just doing the same thing I do anyways, at home, like just on my, it's pretty much just on my computer every day regardless. So yeah.
Sure.
It's not anything crazy or exciting.
Hey, I work on the internet too. So that's kind of the way this world works today.
And it is crazy. What you could do.
Yeah.
Just a computer and pretty much I just grew PG Sports through social media, essentially.
Well, I mean, here at BioNews, it's like we have our employees are literally spread out all over the world. I mean, I live in North Carolina. My publisher lives in Texas. We're all over the place and we communicate solely online. But I think it's a great thing for SMA individuals, especially because, you know, it's so easy to be able to have a full-time career just on your computer at home or in an office. And I think it creates a lot of opportunities for us.
Yeah. I think it's trending toward that for like everybody.
Yeah. Actually. Oh, absolutely.
I saw something about like virtual like assistants. That was something like, I don't know, some crazy stat like that's going to like skyrocket up
for sure. People and stuff. Oh yeah, it's just taking the world by storm in terms of online careers. But also on that note, you know, so I know you are like a stronger type three, but still, I'm curious: are there any challenges that you face in your work life that come with having SMA? Whether it's do you experience any kind of fatigue or just muscle strength or any problems that do you ever interfere with your work, or and if so, how do you overcome those challenges?
Nothing really like crazy. I mean, my legs are always just like, I would say they don't hurt, but it's not like they don't feel good either, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Like I like to have them elevated when I'm home, but sure. Obviously work, you can't really do that, but yeah, I mean, I pretty much just deal with it.
Okay, I gotcha. And have you ever used a chair or anything? Or I'm just curious.
Oh yeah, I'm in a wheelchair.
You are? Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But you're able to like transfer yourself and everything, or?
No, not really.
Okay, so like, I don't know. This is what I'm curious about, because I'm just curious to see kind of like what kind of assistance you get. You know, do you? Do you live on your own or with family or friends or what?
No, I just live with my mom.
Okay, gotcha. And is she like a full-time caregiver, or do you have other aides that help you or what?
Yeah, I mean, she helps me.
Okay, gotcha. No, I'm just curious because I know every SMA individual, I mean, they do it differently, and especially working adults, it's it varies whether they have – you know, full-time aides or have family help them. So I was just curious kind of what your daily life is like. But yeah. And yeah, I guess it's just you know, I know you're still wanting to always expand your company. But what are some goals for that for PG Sports in the future in terms of building it, growing it? You know, what are kind of some goals you have right now or in the near future to build the company more?
Pretty much just staying consistent with good quality content and coming out with cool merchandise and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard to find manufacturers. That's been still a challenge, even though it's like going on to like year 7, but, cause I don't really like going overseas.
Have you gone overseas before though?
I got some samples, but
okay.
I just don't like the whole idea of it, but I know obviously it would be worth it eventually.
Sure. And like, I mean, getting, you know, partners abroad to, work with it. Sure. Have you worked with any other companies though, like in any kind of partnership capacity or just in the sports world or whatever, you know, like is that something you're looking to do?
Like collaboration with another company or like
any kind of collaboration or partnership. I'm just curious.
Not really anything officially with like a company.
Okay.
I did a collab t-shirt for a Netflix person.
Oh, really? Cool.
So I think that was probably like the first official collab I did with somebody on like a t-shirt.
When
that status, I guess you'd say.
When was that? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was just like a couple months ago.
Okay, cool. So yeah. Was it like they reached out to you or?
See, the blog thing comes into play because it's been helping me because I did an interview with her. So then she already knows me. And then she tweeted out that she was looking for somebody to do merchandise for her. So then I reached out to her again and she already knew me. So that's how the blog thing is paying off, because then people want
people
articles and people like stuff on them, you know?
Sure. Oh, I mean, it's amazing what you can do with social media today. I mean, just and make those connections. So that's really cool. Well, and I got, so that was my main, really my main questions, but I guess I just want to ask, kind of wrapping up, what kind of advice do you have for just entrepreneurs in general, and also specifically people? I ask this a lot with my interview subjects about advice you have for other SMA individuals about entering the workforce and pursuing a career. Just kind of what advice do you have for just both those groups of people, both entrepreneurs and people in the SMA community?
For entrepreneurs, I would just say, if you're going to start something, you gotta stick with it, and not stop doing it. Cause, I mean, I've seen a lot of people try to make stuff happen and then they just stop doing it. And I think when you do something consistently, like, people are going to recognize it. For SMA people, with jobs and stuff, I have no idea because I haven't figured that one out yet. Because I really didn't get a job until I went through like a temp agency. And so, and I don't know if it's me when I'm interviewing or after going on so many interviews, I didn't know if it was just because of me being in a wheelchair or what.
What, in terms of, like, you were struggling to get, because initially?
I applied over, I had probably over, like, 1,000 applications, and I got maybe, like, 40 interviews, and I didn't get any of them.
Sure, sure, wow. But, and how long have you been working the day job you have now?
2 years.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good lesson to learn in terms of just persistence, you know? I mean,
and regardless, disability or not, I believe it's just pretty hard to get a job in general anyways, because everybody has degrees now.
Sure. The definite factors. But did you have good experience with the temp agency when you went there?
Well, I guess you could say, yeah, because I still have the job.
Yeah. Nice. Well, yeah, and I guess, do you have any tips, though, just for, I mean, I know it was a struggle to get the job, but do you have any tips, though, for interview skills or anything with that? Especially, I know a lot of our listeners who are SMA individuals trying to enter the workforce, that's one of the things they look for, is kind of to hear from people who have gone through that process. And do you have any tips for that in terms of just what to say in an interview or the kind of attitude to go in with?
I have no idea because I can't figure out the psychological background of what they think because I don't know. I have no idea. If you need it, you got to get an HR person on the show.
Okay, gotcha. It's a tough game. I mean, you're someone with not only a strong undergrad degree, but a master's as well, and still had to apply to dozens and dozens of places before you got something. So it's a definitely important lesson to people out there is that it definitely takes a lot of persistence. So cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, is there anything else you want before we wrap up just about, your company you want to talk about or daily life, anything, or, you know, just what, you know, it's up to you kind of like, anything you want to plug about the company?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Cool.
Pretty well.
Awesome. Well, Paul, thank you for joining us today and, sharing your story here. People can find you at the company's website at pg-sports.com. Where else can they find you? Twitter and other social media?
Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram's at PG Sports. Okay. On Facebook, you can search PG Sports. PG Sports, it's slash PG Sports CT. Haven't got PG Sports yet. Still trying to get that one too. But, yeah.
Awesome. Well, definitely, if there are listeners out there, you know, reach out to Paul on social media and check out the website. It's a really great company. And again, Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, appreciate you having me come.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up for today. So thank you to our listeners for joining us. The SMA News Today podcast is available on SoundCloud, Podbean, iTunes, and here on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. Be sure to follow us for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. I'm Kevin Schaefer. We'll see you next time.